Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's been just a couple of weeks since we got together to talk about some of the things happening at St. Vider High School during the fall as we rolled into September and October, and it's been quite busy. And today we're going to kind of take a step back and take a little broader view of some of the academic concerns. In particular, we have the opportunity today to talk about the counseling department and some of the work that goes on there. And many of us, as I talk to people around the school who have been there recently or in the past, maybe don't understand fully the things that happen in that department. So today's our day to take a look. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell. And today, very fortunate to have with me Stephanie Spiewak, who is the chair of the counseling department at St. Vider. And we're going to talk a little bit about some things going on there. So first of all, Stephanie, good morning. Thanks for taking time out of a busy schedule to join us. It's really nice to talk to you today.
No, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you've been at St. Vider since 2008 in a variety of different roles, and you've been in the counseling department for several years now. But this is your first year as chairperson of the department. So tell me a little bit about how that has gone for you these first couple of months of school.
It's been really great. I think, like you said, it's a busy time. So I feel like there's so much to do, and so much that in our department we're really trying to plan to distinguish our department as separate, as you know, unique, as doing some different things to make us better serve our students. So we're really in a position where we're trying to brainstorm, you know, different programming, new things that we can start up. So it's been a really, really, really busy time, but exciting too, just because we're able to, encouraged to dream, you know, and kind of come up with what we feel might make us make good improvements. So that's an exciting time too.
Yeah, and there's so much that I've seen that you're discussing. We'll talk about some of those things today. Now, you reference we. You talk about the department a little bit there. How many counselors are on the staff at the school?
We have five counselors total. We have four class counselors, so each counselor will stay with a class all 4 years. And then we have one college counselor that meets with primarily juniors and seniors to help them planning the college process. So five total.
And that college planning process is one that I think if we can, we're going to just devote a whole separate podcast to, because I think it's a topic to be explored. But I want to talk about the role of the other counselors say, and how they work with the various students. Now, when I say counseling, that may bring to mind different things, as I said in the introduction. Can you give us, just first of all, just kind of an overview of the scope of work that you and your team do on a regular basis?
Sure. So as counselors, we cover three main areas for our students. We cover the academic piece. So, you know, we work with not only students, but teachers and parents as well, to make sure that students are on track where they need to be, if they need some extra help, kind of identifying where those needs might be. So anything like in that academic realm, trying to keep students on track and moving forward to being college ready. Second area would be anything social emotional. So we don't have any social worker or school psychologist here, so we tend to do a little bit more of that here. Anything from if there's, you know, a crisis that comes up in a day, that we address it with that student, to, you know, some of the things that we're piloting and planning, you know, addressing things more proactively and, you know, looking at some skills on that, in that social-emotional component, you know, things like stress and anxiety, mindfulness, healthy choices, decision-making. So that kind of falls under that umbrella as well. And then the third piece is we take a little bit of a look at career and college planning in addition to having our college counselor. So we'll do different activities with students to kind of help them think about where their talents are, where their passions are, how that might lend itself toward a certain career or area for their future, to get them thinking about that earlier on rather than just senior year when they're applying to colleges.
And a couple of very interesting things there, and I'm going to try and drill down on those in just a minute, but I was doing some math here, and I think the student body number is around 900 right now, and you've said there's really four of you that deal with these students. How has that group of students broken up among the counselors and assigned to a specific counselor?
Sure. So currently what we the model that we use is that a counselor will take a class of students. So for example, this year I have the freshmen. I was with the seniors last year when they graduated. So I took on the freshmen this year. And with our model, I will stay with that class all 4 years. So I have 232 freshmen that I'm just kind of starting to meet. You know, I've been starting to call them down and meet with them, but quite different than when I knew everybody last year. So we do it in that way. We've broken it down where each counselor is with that class. They stay with them all 4 years. But looking, you know, at what might best practice be and see if that is the best way to kind of break up the caseload to best meet our students' needs too.
And that's part of your current process. So you mentioned sort of dreaming and thinking about how things could be done perhaps better than what you've been able to do at this point. So there may be a change down the road in terms of how those assignments get made.
Yeah, just in looking at, like I said, looking at what other schools are doing, what is best practice, how we can best meet the needs of our students and our families. So, for example, if, you know, we did make a shift, one other very popular way of breaking up a caseload is by alphabet. So, for example, a counselor would still be with a student all 4 years, but would have students from every 4 years represented. So, for example, I would have maybe students that have the last name from A through, you know, F, but I would have freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors in that area. So looking at what the pros of that might be, just we want to make sure what we're doing is best for our students and trying to really, like I said, look at best practice, know what might work. Certainly there's pros and cons to both. You know, with Alpha, it would be easier to be a one-point person for each family member. You know, if they have a freshman and a junior student, then they would have one counselor, not two different counselors. So there's a lot. We're really kind of going through data and really trying to make sure what we're doing is right. And if it's not, you know, what are the other alternatives that are out there?
And you mentioned the families. You know, I always envision the counselor-student relationship as, you know, what the focal point is. But is there a role for parents in terms of talking to counselors and being involved in the counseling process as well?
Oh, for sure. I think it makes everyone's job a lot easier. You know, really we see ourselves as we interact with almost everyone in the building in our office. So we're not just working with students. We're, you know, working with teachers very closely. A lot of times we're working with parents if that's necessary, filling them in on what our plan is here for that student. Certainly if a student needs more resources, you know, working with the parent to make sure that that message is consistent and that we're best supporting the student, because I think when that consistency is there, then they're receiving the best resources they can. So sometimes it's just, you know, speaking with a parent, kind of checking in on, you know, if they call in and say, hey, can you check in with so-and-so because this is going on, and maybe it's just really brief. And some parents we have closer relationships with just because maybe that student needs a bit more support than others. But certainly we encourage and welcome, you know, working with parents, you know, alongside to help support the primary focus, which is our students.
We're getting a great look at the counseling department on a Line for Life podcast today with Stephanie Spiewak, who is the new chairperson of the counseling department for this year, and she's sharing some insight. And we're never going to get to everything in this conversation. We'll certainly have her back in the future. But I always suggest, too, you stop by stvider.com. Stephanie's got a kind of a homepage there that gives her background and describes her experience, and it's a great way to at least virtually get to meet her and get to know a little bit about her as we have our discussion today. It helped me understand here, because I think if I have seen correctly, you've got kind of a new program that's taking you into the classrooms this year, sort of reach out and work directly in the classroom, do some presentations and things there. Can you give us a view of what that's all about?
Yeah, this is one of the things we are really excited about. We're piloting a curriculum, and this year we're just focusing on our freshmen, since that's the group that I have, and we're all working together, but I'm kind of leading this since I'm going to be in the classrooms with them, have been already. And so what we're doing is essentially much like any class would have a curriculum of what subjects and topics they're covering and students are learning. There's a skill set there that students can learn that maybe isn't, you know, biology or math-based or, you know, writing a paper or anything like that, but skills that are certainly important for them to be successful as students, but as people as well. And so what we're piloting this year is that I'm going to be in classrooms 3 times each semester. And so what that looks like 2 weeks ago, I was in every freshman theology class over the course of 2 days. And I taught a 45-minute lesson for that week's or that month's, I guess, topics. We talked about, you know, self-advocacy, time management, study skills, goal setting. And these are topics that we've formed as a department and what we want our students to know. And that, like I said, hopefully it's helping them be successful in their own lives, but also as students. But covering other topics throughout the year of healthy choices, looking at decision making, mental health issues and stress and anxiety and how we can lower that and be more mindful, and looking too at just how they can be more proactive as students. So we're going to try it this year and see how it goes. For our first one, it went really well. We did some data collection from that, and all signs are showing that it's been worthwhile, or at least that 45-minute was worthwhile for them, that they showed they learned something from it, have some feedback from them that it was helpful. And our hope is certainly that this is something that we could enroll with our other students, our other grade levels, you know, over the years, and having a set curriculum for each class so that counselors are in the classroom delivering a curriculum on their own as well.
And I'm going to be a little unfair with you here because we've got just a few minutes left in today's conversation. But you mentioned mental health and the wellness of the students. And I think we all know that there's just a completely different environment out there today than maybe what many of us experience in terms of the stress, the anxiety, and the fears, and some of the security issues that happen. How can you as counselors start to address that and maybe identify students who do need some assistance in some way and you know, position yourselves to be of value to them?
So certainly I think our approach this year is we're trying to be more proactive in our programming and in meeting our students. So not so reactive where we're just like, you know, putting out fires all the time, but more proactive in our approach so that we can address those issues up front. So hopefully this curriculum that we're piloting, that's one area that we can be a little bit more preventative. In January or February, we're going to be doing a mental health screening with all of our sophomores. We have a program called Alyssa's Mission coming in to help us with that, where they will, again, have a day where it's a 45-minute class, kind of learning about some of those triggers of depression or even suicide and what are some signs to look out for, how can you look out for your friends. And all sophomore students will receive a screening that day as well that we will have by the end of the day and know if we have any students that we need to follow up with, you know, short-term, long-term, more immediately, those kinds of things. But yeah, just really trying to see how we can be more proactive in general. And we're really lucky that we have, you know, an administration that's encouraging us to do that and sees, you know, our department as being a part of school safety. That, you know, you can do all you want with the physical structure of the building, but really addressing mental health issues can help, you know, and be preventative with school safety as well.
And what's the dialogue like between you and the faculty? Because the faculty see these students day to day. And both on academic and social issues. Is there open dialogue, and do you sort of meet with the faculty to identify needs either collectively or for individual students?
We do. You know, we don't necessarily have formal meetings, but we have built a relationship, I think, with our faculty where it is very regularly that we'll have faculty come in if they are concerned about a student or if a student has written something in a paper or reflection that's a little concerning, and they can send our way. You know, I was a little worried when in the beginning of the year it was addressed like we'd be using their classroom time to deliver some of our curriculum. But across the board, every department chair that was at that meeting was like, no, this is so necessary. This is important for our students. And that was just a really affirming thing to hear. You know, we know that this is important, but I think all of our faculty, I know all of our faculty do too, and they're really supportive of the endeavors that we're trying to do and asking how they can be of help as well.
Well, Stephanie, this has been a great conversation. As I said, there's so much more for us to talk about. Can I just put you on the spot here and ask that you and maybe some of the other members of the department join us throughout the year for some more conversations?
No, that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks so much.
Yes, well, we'll certainly look forward to it. Stephanie Spierick, who is the new chairperson of the counseling department at St. Viator High School, I want to thank her. And a very busy schedule for her, so we'll send Stephanie on her way, let her get back to work. Thanks very much for being with us. For the rest of you, stviator.com is, of course, the website that has all the information about the school, and our Lion for Life podcast can be found there. We've got a number of conversations coming up on different areas, and just mentioned we'll talk to Stephanie and her crew in counseling as well throughout the year. So thanks very much for listening. We look forward to talking with you again. Bye.